that there is a very deadly weapon on its way to the United States. It's out there. Nobody knows where it's at now. It left Europe. Now it's gone. So my guess, my own guess, is that these drones are not nefarious in intent. If they are, they are. But I doubt it. But if they are drones, the only reason why they would be flying and flying that low is because they're trying to smell something on the ground.
Get ready to collect them bottle caps. Do they still have bottle caps? I'm like dating myself over here. I guess that's sarsaparilla bottles. You got bottle caps on those? Anyway, get your bottle Fallout reference, boys, because we're about to get nuked. Because that's the peaceful transition of power that the Joe Biden administration, who's totally legitimate, by the way, nobody can quite ascertain what happened to his 7+ million missing votes from 2020, even though Donald Trump's a Nazi. Anyway, but to know he's going to hand every him that dude shits his pants. The people behind Joe Biden are just going to hand over the reins of power to Donald Trump. No, they're gonna blow things up. I mean, they already done bloated up Eastern Europe and the Middle East, and now for good measure, maybe blow something up in this country with a nuke. If you're wondering what all of the UFO, UAP, and the drone stuff is, so stupid. It's so dumb. And not people being curious about it. You should definitely be curious about it because the stupidity is coming from the mainstream media press, the lawmakers, and the government officials pretending that any of this is remotely legitimate, what they're saying. There are no drones. And then they go, okay, well, there are drones, but those drones aren't a threat to national security or public safety. Dude, you just said there were no drones 24 hours ago. Now you don't know if they're civilian drones. You know that they're not our drones, and you know they're not foreign national drones. But you won't say that they're civilian drones. But you know that they're not a threat, but you just don't know who they belong to. Crazy. So the other day, somebody super chatted that they're probably sniffing for nukes. So there's no way the government doesn't know who's flying drones over military bases and installations in New Jersey. I mean, you're not going to fly. No civilian drone is going to fly over that, by the way. And these aren't little tiny drones that you get at Best Buy. These are fucking, they're the size of cars. They're huge. They're fucking huge. These are not, there's no way these are civilian drones. You ain't flying a Toyota Corolla-sized drone over a military installation, like on accident. Oh, I'm just recreationally flying my drone at night by the military base that is the size of a Buick. No, that's still, there's no way, you're going to get arrested. They're going to shoot it down, and then they're going to shoot you, and then arrest you, or whatever's left of you after that. So that's all dumb. So it's either a foreign nation that's been allowed to fly drones over our country like this administration did with the Chinese fucking spy balloon, or something way, 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 way crazy is going on, and it's our government flying drones around, and they're looking for something, and they don't want to tell everybody what they're fucking looking for, and that's where this dude comes in. This guy makes drones for the military, and he's telling everybody. There's a longer video out there. There's like a 10-minute long video out there if you want to go deep in the weeds over here. And he's standing in front of some of these drones that he makes. I mean, they're huge. That's a small one compared to what they've been showing us. And he said, "You've got some missing nuke warheads, right? Missing ones. And this whole Ukraine mess, and God knows how much military equipment's been transferred through Ukraine." And now they're worried about this government's worried about nuclear materials being in this country, and they fly in drones around all of these areas looking for them. That makes a lot of sense. That folds in why you would say there's no drones. And then people are like, no, dude, there's a lot of video of drones. No, man, those are UFOs. The fucking dude from the Pentagon was like, no, those are aliens. They're Haley. Okay. Well, then we got a lot of questions. We got more questions. Oh no, shit. Okay. Never mind. Now they're drones. But we don't know whose drones they are. Okay. Well, that one's over a military base. Okay, but. And so, here's Colin Rugg. Drone manufacturer says the only reason to fly drones at night is to look for something. Suggests that the New Jersey drones could be looking for a nuclear bomb from Ukraine. Back in the 80s, Ronald Reagan had dismantled the nuclear program. I believe there are 80 nuclear warheads missing that were in Ukraine. Now they're just missing. And by the way, yeah, go look. I mean, we're losing a lot of... I'm not giving up my guns to a government that loses nukes. Even if you weren't losing nukes, still not giving up my guns. So here you've got, look at this one, man. August 2007. I think I remember this one. I remember Alex Jones talking about this one. A munitions crew discovered nuclear warheads on a B-52 aircraft that had been parked at Barksdale Air Force. Where'd they go? Oh yeah, we lost them. Remember that? They're where'd those nukes go? We turned our back for a second and the nukes left. And then a gigantic earthquake off the coast of North Carolina. Something like this happened. Remember that one? You got some missing bombs from Georgia. Not the country. No, not the state, but the country. We losing bombs all over the place. So we got nuke. There's nukes out there. Of course there's nukes out there. And now we got drones flying over a lot of sensitive areas. They fly, they're in D.C. They're in New York. They're in New Jersey. Something's going on over there. And the federal government is saying the world's dumbest shit. No threat to public safety or national security. We don't know whose drones they are. But everything's fine. But don't worry about it because they're not really there. Quote, I spoke to a gentleman a few months ago who was trying to raise an alarm to the highest levels of our government, which they had their ears closed about on this particular nuclear warhead that he physically put hands on. He physically touched this warhead that was left over from Ukraine, and he knew that the thing was headed towards the United States. And so this is John Ferguson, I believe, over here. And if you want to take a look at this, I'll put a link in the description box for the 8-minute long video if you're curious about this. But that answers a lot of questions about why the talking points coming from the government are so dumb on this. They're just so dumb. They don't make any sense. It raises a lot of red flags about the people who are supposed to be in charge of our national security when they say just real stupid shit. Yeah. Now we got the FBI working on it. We got local, state authorities, everybody's working on it. We don't know what the hell's going on, but we know everything's fine. No, that's how you know shit's crazy. Just do the opposite. Whatever a fucking scumbag piece of shit from the government says, do the opposite, and you'll probably land on your feet. Allegedly, of course, in Minecraft, I have no idea. Don't take a fucking... I don't know what I'm talking about, but I'll tell you what. Here's what I'm doing. You're saying everything's fine? I know shit's crazy. All right, guys. Thanks so much for watching the video. Support channel kept today on Nuke Sniffers. Hit that subscribe button and make way, because assault must flow.